There are many reasons that a food facility may receive an FDA Form 483 at the end of an inspection, but the lack or insufficiency of a Foreign Supplier Verification Program, FSVP, has become a major cause of citation. I am your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I am talking with TAG Food Safety Director Eric Edmonds, JD, about why so many food facilities are being cited for FSVP violations. Good afternoon, Eric.
Afternoon. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing just great. I hope you are too.
Thank you.
So, Eric, why have FSVP-related 483s become so common? What are food businesses doing or not doing to receive these?
Well, I think the answer to that question is twofold. First, during the pandemic, FDA couldn't really conduct in-person inspections of food facilities, but the FSVP inspection process is a little bit different. They obviously prefer to do inspections of FSVP records at the importer's facility, but it's the one pillar rule that really allows the FDA to do remote inspections. So they were able to just do document requests and do everything via Zoom and email. So the FSVP inspections really ramped up in a sense during the pandemic because FDA was still able to conduct the investigations or inspections remotely. And with that, I think it caught a decent amount of the import industry off guard a little bit, partially because if you're producing food in the United States and covered by preventive controls, you're pretty well versed in what the requirements are, whereas importers didn't really have the resources or capacity available to do those full hazard analysis and assessments of their suppliers. And so they kind of just dropped the ball, partially because they're not as familiar with the FDA regulations or FDA process, and just didn't develop their programs in their entirety.
Okay. So even given that, obviously, then there were some things that were missing when to look at their FSVPs. So what are some of the main things that a food business can do to avoid these? What should they be looking for to make sure that they have?
I think the first step then you'll see from a lot of the 483s are actually failure to develop an FSVP program. So I think the first step is identifying what you're importing and whether or not it's covered by FSVP and FDA regulation. So that's the first step. The next step, because the rule provides quite a bit of flexibility in what you do to implement an FSVP program, everything from record review to product testing to actually doing a full kind of hazard analysis, hazard assessment of the product, getting a game plan together. We've developed some really good templates that companies can use to kind of satisfy the FDA requirements, because after you get the initial program developed, it's a matter of sharing the information with the FDA in a manner that they can quickly interpret and understand to see that you've done the complete hazard analysis. So assess to see if you're covered, and then get a consistent program outlined to actually address all the potential ways you can comply with the FSVP.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eric. Those are some really good basic ideas for anyone who is looking to ensure they have their FSVP program fully in force. Are there any other key recommendations you would want to extend to our audience on this?
You know, from the development of the program, especially if you're having concerns about how you're covered or how to best do it, for most people in the FDA world, the preventive controls qualified individual is something that comes to mind immediately. But for the FSVP program, it's just the general qualified individual. And TAG offers a lot of trainings to help you get up to speed on the requirements. So if you're feeling a little lost or unsure of what you should be doing, it's a quick 2.5 day course that really outlines everything. It provides templates that will get you up to speed and make you more comfortable in developing and implementing your program.
Okay, that's great. Thank you again, Eric. So we really hope that this session of TAG Talks has provided our audience with insights on avoiding FSVP 483s, and also how TAG can help. And know that at any time you can call on Eric or any of our other TAG experts for more information and assistance. And as always, be sure to click subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you.
Yep.